In order to change, you need to open yourself to your inner experience. The first step is to allow your mind to focus on your sensations and notice how, in contrast to the timeless, ever-present experience of trauma, physical sensations are transient and respond to slight shifts in body position, changes in breathing, and shifts in thinking. Once you pay attention to your physical sensations, the next step is to label them, as in, when I feel anxious, I feel a crushing sensation in my chest. I may then say to a patient, focus on that sensation and see how it changes when you take a deep breath out, or when you tap your chest just below your collarbone, or when you allow yourself to cry. Practicing mindfulness calms down the sympathetic nervous system so that you are less likely to be thrown into fight or flight. Learning to observe and tolerate your physical reactions is a prerequisite for safely revisiting the past. If you cannot tolerate what you are feeling right now, opening up the past will only compound the misery and re-traumatize you further. We can tolerate a great deal of discomfort as long as we stay conscious of the fact that the body's commotions constantly shift. One moment your chest tightens, but after you take a deep breath and exhale, that feeling softens and you may observe something else, perhaps a tension in your shoulder. Now you can start exploring what happens when you take a deeper breath and notice how your rib cage expands. Once you feel calmer and more curious, you can go back to that sensation in your shoulder. You should not be surprised if a memory spontaneously arises in which that shoulder was somehow involved. A further step is to observe the interplay between your thoughts and your physical sensations. How are particular thoughts registered in your body? Do thoughts like, my father loves me, or my girlfriend dumped me, produce different sensations? Becoming aware of how your body organizes particular emotions or memories opens up the possibility of releasing sensations and impulses you once blocked in order to survive. In Chapter 20, on the benefits of theater, I'll describe in more detail how this works. Jon Kabat-Zinn, one of the pioneers in mind-body medicine, founded the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, or MBSR, program at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center in 1979, and his method has been thoroughly studied for more than 3 decades. As he describes mindfulness, one way to think of this process of transformation is to think of mindfulness as a lens, taking the scattered and reactive energies of your mind and focusing them into a coherent source of energy for living, for problem solving, for healing.